Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. Again, this is your host, Lauren. And you are listening to episode 111 with Talayla Loma, Soul Led Life. And before we jump into this magical repeating angel number episode and of a lady, I wanted to remind you guys that Witchy Wellness is sponsored by Magnesium. The Living the Good Life Naturally Magnesium is my go-to magnesium brand for transdermal supplementation. Well, what does that mean? It means using magnesium on your skin through a foot soak or a lotion. I have learned through my good friend and founder of Living the Good Life Naturally, Kristen Bowen, that this is way more potent and your body is able to receive more magnesium and put it to good use. If you want to learn more, listen to 73, episode 73 with Kristen Bowen. If you're interested in buying magnesium, use the link in the show notes. And use code WICHY, W-I-C-T-H-Y, for 10% off of your magnesium purchase. And before we jump to today's show, I wanted to mention Talay gave us an amazing discount just for Witchy Wellness Radio listeners. Use code WICHY Wellness, one word, in the show notes link for her Etsy shop. You guys will hear all about her amazing products on Etsy, and you'll want to check it out after listening to today's episode. I promise. And without further ado, please enjoy episode 111. With Talayla Loma, Soul Led Life. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. Again, I am your host, Lauren, and today we are talking all things moon magic with Talayla Loma. And this is a show that you learn that your body is not in the way, but actually leading the way. And our beautiful guest today, Talay, helps women weave the magical and practical together in the sacred process of creating a soul-led life and business. She brings together tools that she's acquired over the past two decades from thousands of hours studying, training, and teaching as highly celebrated yoga teacher and holistic lifestyle coach, as well as Akashic Records reader, circle facilitator, and devotee of the mystic arts. She is an intuitive mentor and facilitates the Life Path membership and community alongside other magical and practical programs and offerings. And she's also the founder of a holistic modern mystic. Whew, all the beautiful things. Welcome to the show, Talay. I'm so excited to jump in to all the things moon and woo.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. I mean, your training and your wisdom through this lifetime is kind of like blowing me out of the water here with between all the yoga that you've done and facilitated and learned. We talked off air and you're like, yeah, I've had like thousands of hours of teacher training and I do this, I do that. Could you tell us how, you know, was there this knowing throughout your life that got you to take these steps, or was there a big moment where you were just like, I need to make a complete lifestyle change? How did you end up curating this beautiful life of wisdom and magic to help women do the same?
That's a great question. I think there were a few pivotal times in my life. When I was living in Australia, I was working in Australia and I moved to Hawaii and just kind of started over. I'd been working in the fashion industry in Australia and wanted to really come home to myself. And there was just a real deep calling to do that. And when I went to Hawaii, that's when I first started studying. That was about 20 years ago. That's when I first started studying yoga and doing teacher's trainings. And at that point, it was really for me, for my own healing, to learn about myself, you know, self-discovery, to, you know, work through some of the layers of my own stuff. And I just absolutely fell in love with it. And so I journeyed with that for a long time and I kept studying. So even as I was, you know, working in the fashion industry and all that, I kept studying yoga for years and years. And then eventually I was working at, I was a design director for a sustainable apparel company, and I was in China And I was helping people. Wherever I traveled, I always checked out the yoga studios, and I would travel far and always explore in different languages. And I was helping some of the factories and some of the people we worked with, teaching them yoga for, you know, balance and things like that, to support them with long days at the sewing machine and that kind of thing. And it was just so powerful and so impactful. And then I was just kind of like, whoa, that was really cool. And I left. And a few days later, I was pulling out of a parking space and kind of pulled out into a lane. And another car was coming in, and my car was T-boned. And as that car was coming in towards my car, it was like, it went in slow motion. And it was like, if this is it, like I could just see my life. And it was like, if this is it, this isn't really it. This isn't what you're supposed to be doing, you know? And it was just like an eye-opening moment for me. And I was like, oh, okay, I need to step on another path, and now is the time. And so that's what I did. I resigned from my job and started teaching yoga. And I'd been studying it for a long time, but it just became really clear that it was like in breathing every part of my life. And so I started teaching yoga and became a yoga teacher at that point. And absolutely loved that adventure. And then that turned into holistic lifestyle coaching and started a family, and studied the Akashic Records and started doing Akashic Records readings. And that was really, really monumentally life-changing too. It really opened our eyes as a family and changed the whole trajectory of our lives. And so that's what really inspired me to share it with others. And then moved into starting this business, Holistic Modern Mystic, which is really a culmination of everything that I've done on the path, and just kind of bring it together. I've done a lot of work with the chakras, and so that's a big piece of my teachings and what I share about. Working with the moon and the natural rhythms there, and then and weaving that into your own life.
Beautiful. I know for me, when I started learning more about the moon and working with her, by the way, I don't have a video on everybody. I have a Phase of the Moon t-shirt on right now, just for today in this interview. I made sure I wore prepared.
Love it. I have my moon necklace on.
Ooh, love it. Love it. Love it. How healing it was for me to realize just there are cycles of life.
Yeah.
And that's how life and creation works. Could you kind of dive into that concept of, you know, there's a cycle for everything, really, whether it's the seasons, your menstrual cycle, manifesting, the tides, there's so many examples of it that we see every single day that we just don't even think about. I would love to hear your view on just the moon and the cycle magic that is the creation of life.
That's so well said. Yeah. I mean, it's such an important piece of this life that we're living, that it really is an ebb and flow. And it really is an evolution between the yin and the yang. And we move through seasons of life. And so if the more we can step into that and acknowledge that, you know, we're not always going to be in this yang season all the time, right? And we're not always going to be in this yin season, but it's really an ebb and flow. And that's what we're really in the flow is, right? So when we really flow with those natural rhythms, that's when our lives can be really aligned, and we can feel fully supported, and there can be so much more ease and creation of what we want. And this is interesting about the tides, you know. So the things that we can see, right? We can see the birds hatching, and we can see the waves changing, right? And we think of these kind of things that we can see. And what's so fascinating is that all of these cycles are going on levels that we can't see too. And so it's like there's these macro and micro cycles that are happening inside each other. So like even in the soil changes, you know, with the actual moisture in the soil changes with the moon. And so it's so powerful when you're just looking out at the world that, you know, every animal is living in this cycle, and every human being is too. And sometimes in our society, we start to lose touch with that. And that's what's so powerful about doing this work, where we move with our menstrual cycles, we move with the moon and the ebb and flow of it, rather than just being this full expansive go, 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 like a lot of times we are in our society, but actually carving out and building out more of a rhythm in our life that supports sustainability. It's just such a key factor. And then we can really thrive, you know?
Yeah, I think for so many of us, we just think about how can I survive the day or the week or the year, right? And sometimes that does feel like a season when we're just treading above water. But I know your new digital moon magic journal and planner helps you kind of craft your goals and use the power and the wisdom of the moon and cycles to help you, well, manifest, but also receive is kind of the other word I'm being called to say. But how can you work with the moon magic and the cycle of transitioning out of maybe the survival mode and more into the flow and or the thriving mode of life?
Yeah. I think it is something that just evolves for us. And the Moon Magic Journal and Planner is a nice place to start with that, because it can be something that you really take on and you work through all of the aspects of it, or you can take on little parts. And I think that's what's a really beautiful thing about it, especially the digital version. You can decide like, okay, I'm going to do this part, I'm going to do that part. And so the thing I invite people to do first is to just get in touch with, you know, the cycle of the moon and notice how you're feeling as you move through. I share about the eight phases. And as you move through those eight phases of the moon, how you're feeling, and actually document that for yourself so you can start to see your own rhythms, because everyone's rhythm is different. Like, we're not all identical, right? And we were all, you know, different people were born at different phases of the moon too, which has an impact. So it's always just really interesting to see your own evolution through the seasons that you're living in, like, right, like depending your age or depending, you know, if it's autumn or spring, right, the season you're living in. And then, you know, the cycles that you're moving through on a more micro level. And so sitting with, you know, the new moon and setting intentions, getting clear on where you want to go, what you want to manifest, what you want to create, and then cycling through and noticing yourself through these different phases and sitting with the full moon. And so that's what we have at first in the Moon Magic Journal and Planner. That's the invitation, is to sit with those two, you know, and just see how, you know, go through ritual and do some like real introspection, tap into your own inner wisdom. It's a lot about tapping into your higher power and really connecting with your inner wisdom so that you're much more open to receive, right? And you're much more divinely guided. When we carve out that soul time, you know, you just carve out a sliver of time. And so the invitation really is those two to begin with. And then you can dive deeper and deeper if you like in ritual and in journaling. And then the other component of it is, once you start to get clear on what your soul goals are for this time in your life, it might be this quarter, it might be this year, then you can start to break it down. And there's really beautiful steps in there for you to really break it down of like, okay, what's the bigger picture? And I actually have a visualization. So after you purchase one, I have a hub, and in the hub, there's a beautiful visualization that's about your unique magic. So you can kind of tap into your energies, and you might have some special things come through for you. And then you can start to tap into that, channel that, journal that, and tap into what it is you want to create in your life. And where in the trajectory that you're going, and start to break that down. And you can kind of map it out and break it down further and start to map it out into your days. And so you can start to actually like make a plan of action. And I'm a big fan of planning by seasons. You know, some people might say like 90 day plan. But planning through seasons, especially if you're a creative person, I think a year long arc, it's good to take just like a bird's eye view of like, kind of, this is where I want to go. But I think for creative people, from what I've seen, it works really well to do by season, with something, it's a trajectory that we can actually move through. We have a clear goal. We can actually, get somewhere. It doesn't seem like abstract way out there, but it's not like next week. It's kind of like this in-between thing. So I've worked with creatives for a really long time, and I definitely find this is the most potent. This is where like the power and the magic is. So that's a big piece that I like to introduce, because I've just seen it work so well for people who have a hard time like breaking it down or getting clear on what they want or like how to actually do it, right? It's like, okay, I kind of know what I want to do, but how am I going to get there? And so breaking it down into smaller pieces.
Yeah, that's so important, because I think when people, at least myself, when I got into a lot of this stuff and like manifestation, the very common misconception is like, if I just visualize it and feel it enough, I can just sit on the couch and it'll happen magically. Mm-hmm. It might, but I love like how you just described all that. It's a beautiful balance of the yin and the yang, and like the masculine and feminine aspect of like getting clear on your intention and your goal, and then becoming aligned to take those actions, even itty bitty actions to make that come to fruition. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the balance of life is we celebrate being in that yang and that solar, that masculine, like, oh, I worked 60, 70 hour work week, just like celebrating the lack of sleep and go. And sometimes that has to be a season. Mm-hmm. But I love what you do in your communities and your planners and journals. It's the invitation, like you said, to look at what do you want to grow? What do you that soul aligned purpose, and looking at that bird's eye view. And then we can kind of at a more granular level, break it down and work with that flowing between the two. I would love to hear your perspective of like, the yin and the yang, the solar and the lunar energies, and how you need to embody, but also work with both, I guess, in this reality, in this lifetime, because we live in a polarized, good, quote unquote, bad, black, white, feminine, masculine reality.
Yeah. We need both. we really need both, and to embrace both. And, I think that's a huge piece of it, is that we also just look into ourselves. We look at the doshas in the Ayurvedic tradition, right? And so you may be someone that brings in a lot more yin energy, right? Or you may be someone that has a lot more yang energy. So that's why the introspection is really important, because everyone is unique in how they journey. It might be that you do need to ignite more fire in order to take action and make something happen. And it doesn't necessarily, and for some people it is getting the daily affirmations. The ritual piece is an important piece in the Moon Magic Journal and everything that I teach, because it's the basis of everything for me that has been the most life-changing, is having a daily ritual. Yeah. And I believe in checking in with your daily ritual at the new moon, around the new moon, and then you revamp it as needed. So every cycle, your mantras might change, your meditation might change, your yoga practice might change, whatever it is, right? If you might be working, so right now in my mastermind, we're doing the root chakra. So we're doing meditations on the root chakra, visualizations. And that's funny. So as far as the masculine and the feminine and the expansion, so with the chakras, the way I see the chakras, and this is from just my own personal experience working for 20 years, is that it's not just like so some people look at it like there's a spectrum, right? And you're balanced in the middle, and you're either overactive or underactive, or you're balanced, right? I look at it as circular. So actually you can have tendencies that are overactive and underactive simultaneously. And so it's so key to tap into that, because there can be times where we are more external, and there can be times when we're more internal. And to be able to be the witness of how is that happening? Like, why is that happening? Is it something that's happening that's like a programming for us, right? Like, because we've always reacted this way, that's how we're acting. So what's so powerful is like what we're doing right now is with our meditations, with our mantras, is you notice how, is there any shift going on for you? Do you feel something in your body when you're saying this mantra? Is anything changing? You know, when you use these 10 mantras, are they all, does your body feel the same? Do you feel the same internally? Do you like believe the same? You know what I mean? And then you can start to be like, ooh, these little nuances. And then you can start to journal about them and be like, okay, what is that programming that I need to hold on to? And we can decide, we can choose. I mean, that's a piece of the Akashic Records too. We can choose to clear that and be like, that's not for me. And that's not what I want to carry with me anymore, you know, but it's catching it, right? You know, being that witness. So in meditation, I find this is what we've been talking about is that sometimes we need to really bring the energy, like, so I talk about palms down, but we really need to bring the energy inward and circulate inward. And sometimes it's really a time to connect beyond all of this and really, really expand bright. And when we really tune in, that starts to become really natural to find our own balance with our energy centers. That's what we've been working on this week. I know it might be a little out there, but that's what we're working on this week, is just really checking in with what kind of energy do you need to circulate right now to help you come into deeper balance. And it might be pulling things in from a few different, some yin and some yang, you know, might be needed to kind of find your equilibrium.
No, I love that. And that's not too far out there for witchy wellness. I love all things energy centers, chakras, you know. Yeah, for me, I'd love to get your take on this. I don't know why this popped in my head, but it did. For years, I was thinking, and I think you answered it, because for years I was like, is meditation more yin or yang? Because you're tuning inwards, but you're also kind of going out. But I think it's based on what you said. I think it's your intention. Or what energies am I calling in? Do I need to be more in balance for some reason? Because I always think of meditation as you're going outside of your body. So I thought it was a more masculine practice, but you are still tuning inward. I don't know if this is making sense to anybody listening.
Right. I think there's yin and yang aspects. Yeah. There really is. And there's different, there's different mudras and different kinds of meditations that we can do that draw in what's needed. And what's so beautiful about a meditation practice, right, is it evolves and evolves, and we start to innately know what's called for us to be our best selves, you know? When you sit to meditate, for me, I innately know what's called for. It might not be that I did the same thing yesterday because of where I am today. And so it's really just important to know yourself in a really deep way, right? And also just really take into account, like, you know, whatever's been going on that you're leaving out the door, like, that's also something that is going to guide what you're choosing right now, right? So yeah, I think it's I would say yes.
Thank you for handling that so elegantly. That's my little out there question. Yeah, for me, meditation practice has changed a lot over the years. And typically when I don't want to do something like breath work, for me, that's when I know I need to. Mm. Right now in my life, I love a deep, juicy meditation. I could go for hours. Breath work, getting into all kinds of different breath work now, but it's been really helpful to kind of cut the crap, if you will, of just like if you were stuck on a certain thought wheel or program, if you're processing something, to get you to that balance, to get me into a deeper state. It's almost like priming me at a deeper level to get into a really deep meditation, to be to have that awareness of that energy or that problem. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I was like, the past like year and a half quarantine, you know, every worldwide things have been coming up for people at a personal level, at a global level, but things are coming up for me that I couldn't pinpoint where they were coming from, at least in this life. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what happened? Right. And we all want to know who did that or what situation or what false belief. But at the end of the day, I think I came over myself the belief that I had to pinpoint it to heal. It didn't matter where it came from. What mattered is I was releasing and learning and shifting. So, well, what are your thoughts on that? Do you need to know why something's coming up or where it comes from to heal?
No, I love that. That's moving. I don't think so. I think there's different perspective. Different people hold different perspectives, and I hold space for all of it. But from my own personal experience, it's in the witnessing and making a choice that's going to affect the now, you know? So, you know, do you have that, the power of now behind you?
No, it's not there, but I do have like a color palette going behind me, guys, and the power of now by Eckhart Tolle is in that color palette.
Yeah, I was like, it looks like it. But yeah, I really, from my working with Akashic Records, that's something that came up again and again, is that it's just knowing that it's there, right? It's just in that recognition. And then you can choose. You can be like, oh, that's there. Do I want to keep that? Or am I ready to clear that and move on, you know? And if we are very clear in our intentions and forward moving, yeah, we can absolutely do that. It's not that it takes nothing to do that, but that's absolutely possible that we don't need to do this whole, what was the backstory? You know, I think that is one way of healing. You know, I don't think that it's necessary if you choose to just move forward. You know what I mean? Just be like, all right, so that's there. Do I want to hold this, or is this no longer serving me? Am I ready to move into something else now? And you can just decide in that moment, and then actively, you know, for some of us, it might be that we're doing mantras, right? Or we're like, okay, or you notice it. So you're like, okay, so now I'm going to integrate these other rituals in my life to support me in moving in a different direction because I've noticed this program, you know? And so now I'm going to replace it with this or what have you, right? So that's how I see it working really well. But it has to be like it has to be a really clear choice. Yeah.
Yeah. And it cannot be, you know, and I always am a sucker for this, spiritually bypassing something. Mm-hmm. By not acknowledging it or saying it's something else or, you know, basically ignoring it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a two different things. I think it takes a certain kind of awareness to say, I don't need to know the story to heal this. Or am I just avoiding that healing?
Right.
By saying I don't need to know the story, which is kind of a mind trap. But for me, it was a good learning experience, and just to raise my awareness to the fact that, you know, at the end of the day, we're all just energy. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really need to have a story around it. And that's empowering. Yeah. In terms of manifesting a life you want to live, you know, balancing your chakras, your energy and your body, healing yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny you said the power of now. When you were talking, the thing that came to me is you don't need to know the story. All it is all this stuff that comes up is there for you to clear so you could become the now. Mm. Because in that now, all possibilities exist. And you can choose mm-hmm. from there. And it's just, it's magical.
That is magic. Yes. So much yes to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would love to talk more maybe manifestation type stuff, because I know you also have these really, really, really cute, this Mega Moon bundle. There are these little boxes where you can you. It's almost like a craft thing. I love physically creating things like that. When I set an intention or manifesting, there's just something powerful with physically creating it. Could you tell us all about these moon boxes and how you use them?
Yeah, they are they're called the Moon Manifesting Box Kit that I sell in my Holistic Modern Mystic shop. But they're literally a kit where you print out beautiful squares of paper that have different designs on them, or you can design your own. There's also one for each astrological sign. And so you can print the one out that you want to use for what sign the new moon is in. And then you can intentionally fold it. And I share a video to show you how to fold it. And you would print out two, and then you write your intention. Personally, what I do is I journal first, and you've kind of worked through where you are, where you want to go. And so then you have a thread that's just written in your journal of what you want, what your intention is for this particular moon cycle. And then you write that, you copy that onto a small piece of paper, and you fold it up really tiny, and you place it inside the box. You can place crystals in it if you want, what have you. And you put your wish or your intention inside there. And then you pop it up on your altar or a sacred space, or some people hide it in a secret space, to support you in manifesting your intentions. And then meanwhile, you might want to take that thread and turn it into a mantra, affirmation, and use that throughout the moon cycle, along with whatever actions, whatever creative pursuits, whatever else you are called to do to support that. So it's a really beautiful way to have that constant reminder, because it's sitting there on your altar, and such a powerful thing to do. You can do it with kids, and really just helps ignite and what we've been saying is it's almost like you're sealing your intention inside, you know, and really just helps to ignite that spark and that clarity and that conversation with the universe. I was on a call the other day and someone asked me to talk about, I create altars for specific energies, for specific projects. So I just working on the moon manifesting journal and planner, I have an altar behind us here that is specifically for that energy. And it's a very unique energy, right? Every project, every creative pursuit has its own unique energy. And so this is perfect for that too, right? Is what we're calling in for that energy that we're moving through, what it is we're creating. And it's just so magic. It's so magic. And so that's a really wonderful one to put with, like, if you have a muse altar or a creative altar, that's a great way to use it too.
Awesome. And I know probably a lot of us listening, to if you're a Witchy Wellness Radio listener, you probably are familiar with the phases of the moon, but could you give us a short rundown? Like, why are we creating our intention on the new moon? And what do we do with the full moon? Just like a brief little rundown for maybe some newbie moonies.
Sure. I mean, the new moon is often the soil is fertile for planting a seed. And so you're planting the seed of your intention. And then you need to cultivate and tend and water to it. And so as you kind of move towards this full moon, you're continuing to cultivate it, and you're choosing aligned action that is really aligned with your intention. You're actually doing things out in your life, whether it be through your sacred rituals at home, right? Through journaling, through meditation, through visualization, through yoga practice, right? Or it be very specific and what steps you need to take, right? But that's that phase. You're choosing your idea, the new moon, you're planting your seed, and then you're tending to that soil so that plant will grow. And you're doing these, taking these steps to support it in the manifestation. So like you were saying at the beginning, it's not like, okay, like I want to manifest this and then now I'm going to sit on the couch. It's like, I want to manifest this and now I'm going to put this energy out there to help create it, you know? So, and then, you know, when we move into the full moon, that's when it's the, you know, the peak of creativity. It's when things come into full bloom. And that's when things can become highly intuitive at the time, highly sensitive. There are a lot of emotions can arise because we're so, connected to this energy. But that's when we really hold space for this project coming into fruition. And, you know, and some things that we're working on might take many cycles, right? Some things, you know, don't happen in one moon cycle. And that's why we continue to dance with this. It's like a sacred spiral, right? So we continue to dance with this as we move farther and farther and dive deeper. And that's where the journaling, right, and having the affirmations and writing our intentions and refining what it is we're moving towards and what we're cultivating in our own lives to help create what we want. It's like all this beautiful symbiotic dance that is moving with this natural rhythm, right?
Mm, thank you. Thank you. That was so well said. I love everything we talked about today. Moon magic, that just by working that on alone, like bring that into your life, for me, the acceptance of that and implementing it also really helped me at a physical level healing my own cycle, my own menstrual cycle too. And the acceptance of that cycle within my body, it's a huge shift. But my body was like able to take this huge sigh of relief, like, okay, she gets it now. She gets it now. And if we didn't have, well, birth control and artificial light, you would either be menstruating with the full moon or ovulating with the full moon, and then vice versa as well, either with the new moon or the full moon, which is really cool to see. And I love paying attention to like cycles. And it's interesting, like over time, your cycle, depending on what's coming up in your life, might shift from full moon bleeding to new moon bleeding, which is really cool too, which is a whole nother topic in with itself.
Love that topic. Yeah. And seed cycling. Do you talk about that? I love all that. Big fan.
Awesome. Yeah. Big fan. Big fan. Part two coming out later. But I just looked at the time, and I think this is a perfect way to kind of close the show out. Was there anything else, Tale, that you wanted to talk about or have closure on before we shut down the show for today?
No, I don't think so. You'll leave any links for the anything in the show notes, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're professional. Yeah. Yes. Everything will be linked in the show notes. All of the beautiful Etsy products she has, her membership. And yeah, everything Tale will be linked in the show notes, as well as her holistic modern mystic business. And we close every single show by thanking our beautiful guests, such as yourself, for showing up for us today and imparting us with so much wisdom and guidance, but also for showing up for you in your lifetime and overcoming again and again and again. And this is kind of our beautiful way to call to action. How may we, the listeners, be of service for you as an act of gratitude in return today?
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. Oh, well, it's just been an honor to be here. That's been really powerful. If you're interested in journeying more with this, I do post fresh content on Pinterest daily that ties into a lot of what we talked about, which is fun. So you can check that Holistic Modern Mystic on Pinterest as well. But yeah, I mean, really, it's just about walking the path. Yeah. It's really about walking the path of your own truth and your own authenticity. And I think that the more we can do that as a collective, the more transformation can take place that we really want to see on this planet. So I think that that would be my wish, is that you honor your own unique path. And that will help us all collectively.
Ooh, I love it. It's powerful. I think it was a quote, you know, if you want to change the world, change yourself. It's a beautiful way to just ripple out your energy into the entire world, entire universe. Thank you again, Tale, for coming on and talking all things moon magic. It was such a pleasure having you on the show today.
No, thanks for having me.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead.